If you want to hear about the opportunities that we are presenting to our investors, go to BrickinInvestmentGroup.com and join the Brickin Investor Club. We scour for the best opportunities and present those only to folks inside the club, and that is the only way you'll hear about our deals and what we're working on. We'd love for you to be a part. Again, go to BrickinInvestmentGroup.com and join the Brickin Investor Club.
And a lot of people can't afford, you know, sometimes maybe what it costs here for a full-time staff, so they just try and do it all themselves. And like with our business, I mean, for, you know, about $18,000, $19,000 a year, you can get a full-time staff, full-time, 40 hours a week, working for your business.
Welcome to the How to Scale Commercial Real Estate Show. Whether you are an active or passive investor, we'll teach you how to scale your real estate investing business into something big.
Brad Stevens is a lifetime entrepreneur, having built multiple seven-figure businesses in domestic and international markets with distribution in 18 countries. His current company is Outsource Access, an offshore virtual assistant and outsourcing firm in the Philippines that he grew to over 100 staff in less than a year that serves small to medium businesses worldwide. He walks the walk every day with expertise on scaling, automation, outsourcing, and high-performance virtual teams. He has been featured in Inc. magazine 3 times, the EO Global Innovation Forum, the Wall Street Business Network, and was featured on the cover of Small Business Magazine. He is also a recipient of the Top 40 Most Innovative Businesses Award in Georgia. Brad Stevens, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it. Looking forward to it.
Man, this is awesome to jump on with an industry partner. You know, we have the opportunity to interview a lot of people who are knee-deep in commercial real estate. And once in a while, we get the opportunity to interview an industry partner. So I'd love to hear what it is that you guys do and how exactly it is that you tie in what you do to commercial real estate.
Sure. Happy to share. So the short elevator version, it's from Atlanta, Georgia here. And I've been a lifetime entrepreneur and built a number of different companies. And in growing my last company, I learned about the whole world of outsourcing, the gig economy. You know, some people may be familiar with Upwork and Fiverr and so forth. But I stumbled across the Philippines a number of years ago and just unbelievably talented individuals. And I was at a time where I was trying to grow and build my business and needed affordable help. And most people don't realize that it was controlled by the U.S. up until 1950. So it's completely Americanized culture, English speaking, and 4-year college degrees, but minimum wage is $1. So you can get incredibly talented, amazingly competent individuals with 4-year college degree, amazing English, and they can plug into your business in all areas, marketing, operations, sales, graphic design, you know, AutoCAD, just unbelievably amazing what's there if you set the right bar. Anyway, when I exited my last business, I decided I wanted to build a business around this and bring this to the world of small to medium business. And we have a lot of people we work with in commercial real estate, and I speak on this globally. And so, yeah, we scaled up to close to 200 people in about 15 months and doing everything imaginable, supporting business owners and those in commercial real estate in multiple sectors with what we do. So Outsource Access is our company.
Gotcha. So Outsource Access, the company. So what are some common problems that you guys help us overcome?
It starts with, I mean, regardless of what industry someone is in, people in business have got two different buckets. One is things that they're doing every day that aren't the best use of their time. Is bucket one, which they consciously know it. They're like, I'm doing this thing and it's not the best use of my time. I need to be out closing deals, right? And that second bucket is things that are on the radar, right? Things that they want to get to, but they don't have the time, they don't have the money, or they don't have the knowledge to get to it. Like, I need to be crushing on LinkedIn, but I don't have the time, money, or knowledge to figure it out. So I'm just going to keep pounding out there and collecting business cards. So those are the two buckets. And so we do the same thing with folks kind of in commercial real estate. So looking at those two buckets and then finding out, once you identify that, then it's like, well, how do I go about solving it? And a lot of people can't afford, you know, sometimes maybe what it costs here for a full-time staff. So they just try and do it all themselves. And like with our business, I mean, for, you know, about $18,000, $19,000 a year, you can get a full-time staff. Full-time, 40 hours a week, working for your business with no FICA taxes, no health insurance, because we take all of that. We actually hire them as a full-time employee in the Philippines, and you get a dedicated full-time staff for like $18,000, $19,000 a year. And so we do a discovery process to kind of figure out what the needs are, and it's everything under the sun. It's kind of, every person is different. There's some common ground, but a lot of people, they're more advanced in certain areas. They're crushing it on their social media and their marketing. They just want to do more of it. Some of them have a non-existent website and no LinkedIn presence and want to help with that. Others are just trying to get market information. So we do everything from data scraping and data mining to rapidly assemble information in their hands for market deals, opportunities, different sites where data exists, to managing their LinkedIn account. I mean, I have a full-time VA that lives in my LinkedIn account. That's probably how you and I ended up getting connected. Does nothing but live there and do nothing but do connection outreach and share educational content. Don't harass people, but share educational content to blogs, graphic design. You know, we got some commercial estate agents in their city. You know, they subscribe to all the local newspaper newsletters, right? And so they get them all and they open them up. And it's like, what are the movers and shakers? What are the deals that are happening? They don't have time to go through all that. So they have their VA actually review all of those newsletters, give them instructions, and put it all into a spreadsheet, go and find who the owners are of like XYZ companies moving into town, right? You want to be the first person in front of them. They'll identify that article, go log in into their LinkedIn account, connect with that person, send them an invite, and try and be ahead of the game. AutoCAD, graphic design. I mean, believe it or not, man, 3D drawings. You get a lot of COVID time, people can't get into buildings. So we have 3D designers that are super competent. They can do full 3D renderings, looks like CGI, for $40 or $50. We could do a full 3D walkthrough of an entire building.
Wow.
And people think we spent $3,000 on it. So it's pretty cool. It's all kinds of different things that vary depending on what the needs are.
Right. Now that's interesting. That's super interesting. How do you handle things? You know, for a lot of us, there's tasks that aren't, I need someone full time. I need somebody to do this one project. Or it's, you know, we end up getting sucked into those one time tasks or two or three times a year tasks that take enormous amounts of time, but we don't know really how to hire that out. How do you work around that?
I mean, in our model, I mean, I chose as a company to only do full-time type of work.
Okay.
It's just a model, the direction we chose for two reasons. One is the companies that I've found that offer these outsourced services on a fractional basis are like, hey, you only need 2.5 hours per week. Sure, we can solve that problem. Well, what happens is you get somebody that plugs in, and by the time they get up to speed and stuff on your business, what it takes to get up to speed on that. And then a lot of times, unfortunately, a lot of these companies don't pay those people very well. They don't take care of them. And then there's just high turnover. So by the time you got up to speed on teaching that person how to do that one project, right, there's turnover and they're gone. But I mean, I recommend like platforms like Fiverr and Upwork. I mean, if you're just wanting to get a quick little one-time something or other done, you can go post on there, find somebody, engage and have them do it for you. But honestly, the vast majority, I'd say 95% of people that engage with us, they're like, I don't need somebody full-time. They engage our process because our process is risk-free to start with us. And once they start and we start unpacking, and actually I have them watch a webinar that I do that's an hour long where I go through case study after case study. And by the time they're done, they got 5 pages of notes of like, I had no idea. I can get a VA in the Philippines to get my watch fixed. I had no idea you could do that. Because I actually show a case study of how I had that done. I took a picture of my watch, sent it to my VA in the Philippines. She researched, got the paperwork done, logged my UPS account, got the shipping label, had it all in my inbox the next day.
Wow.
It's the death by paper cuts. Because our time is money, particularly in commercial real estate. And anything you can do to get that time back, both in personal and business functions, you know, can make all the difference in the world.
Right. That webinar, is that something we can find on your website?
Well, I've actually got, I mean, if anybody's interested, we, depending on the different industries, we've got, if you go to outsourceaccess.com, you can go click on commercial real estate. And I've got one on there. It's actually from the global SIOR conference that I spoke at. We're always doing new updated content. So if anybody just sends an email, we just created an email for all the speaking engagements I do, just called tools@outsourceaccess.com. So if they just put tools@outsourceaccess.com and just put Sam, your first name as the subject line, we'll know it kind of came. And we'll shoot over the most current stuff that we've got in whatever industry that's relevant.
Right. Because I bet as people go through this, like you're saying, they wind up with 5 pages of notes because suddenly they came to you for one thing and they're like, hey, wait, there's a lot more here I can offload. Is that a typical discovery process that people go through?
Every single time. I mean, it's, you can imagine. So I've gotten a chance to speak, you know, globally on this. And I travel, before COVID, was traveling a ton. And I would do a 3-hour workshop for business organizations. And I got asked to go to a bunch of SIOR, like local state chapters as well. And I'd do a presentation. And it's like opening up Pandora's box for the first time. Like they just had a perception about this stuff. Like when they think offshore and outsourcing, they think of that bad experience they had, you know, with Comcast on trying to get something solved. And they just, they put it all in that bucket. But I had the same perceptions. It wasn't until I really started going into that world and then explored. And if you go to our website, you can see a whole video of me touring the entire country and just uncovered, like it blew my mind. And so my very first VA, 23-year-old woman, young, but was bright and sharp, voracious for learning. I thought she'd be managing my email and my calendar and so forth. Sam, fast forward a year and a half, she's my chief operating officer over nearly 200 staff.
Wow.
And crushing it beyond the level of many staff I've had in the past, as far as from a performance standpoint.
Right. And it's probably, you know, easier to manage, I would assume too, because somebody's not right there in your, you know, inside your office talking to you all the time. It's somebody, hey, here's Screencast-O-Matic, get this done.
Yeah, exactly. Screencast-O-Matic. I guess you saw that. That's one of my favorite tools in the world because, you know, what I do in that webinar is I share a lot of what people have is what I call DFCs, doubt, fears, and concerns about this whole process. And you know, and one of them is, how do I unpack my brain, right? I want sure. you to do this thing, but I, you know, most people think they have to get on a live session like this and share screens or get on a Skype session or whatever. You screencast, you click a button, you can record your screen, or Loom is another one. You record it, send it over, and they can watch it, and it eliminates what gets lost in communication. So yeah, it's kind of how the process works.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. No, I've been using that for years actually, and it's pretty amazing.
Let me give you props, because you're probably, I've spoken to thousands, tens of thousands of people. I present that tool, and I think maybe 5 people I've ever talked to globally have ever used it.
Yeah. Well, thanks. I appreciate that.
I'm telling you, it is a little tool. It's a little nuanced tool, but that tool alone, if you take nothing else from my time together, folks, go check out screencast-o-matic.com right. or Loom. It will change the game in how you communicate. It's so simple and easy.
Well, we replace it even for like employees here stateside. I mean, we use that to, hey, here's how to. And I'm not, it's not a paper manual that no one will ever read. It's, you want to know how to take in an order of X, Y, or Z. We own a retail business as well. It's, oh, here it is. Go watch the video.
Oh, yeah. We use it domestically now as well. I mean, I got a business partner. We're launching a new business, and I did a financial model for him. And so I opened up Excel, and I did a screencast recording and narrated it. I said, hey, here's the model. Here's what I'm doing. Here's the forecast. I double-clicked on the formulas, explained it all
sure.
so that I could send it to him. He watched that video. Then our conversation is way more productive because I've already pre-wired it. So it's great for sales proposals. If you're ever sending over bids to people and you want to do a walkthrough, instead of emailing over a 14-page PDF and say, hey, let's get on the phone together. Second tool is use Calendly or something to do automatic appointment booking, which you know about. But do a quick recording of it. Walk through the thing. Say, hey, Sam, this is what we're talking about. This room. I know you can adjust this around. You narrate it with your voice and it shows your mouse. Then you watch that video. Other decision makers in the process can watch the video. Then your next call is about closing the deal.
Right. How do you guys go about vetting the people that come on board and their skill sets? I mean, one of the things that we've run into with using Upwork or Fiverr, I mean, it's hit and a lot of miss. You know, I've hired the same guy or gal, you know, the same job 3 times, and on the 3rd iteration, finally got what I wanted. You kind of just called it, you know, par for the course. All right, it cost me $150 versus 50, but whatever. It's still cheaper than trying to find it locally. So you did it 3 times. How do you guys vet your people and make sure that what, you know, who's coming to work is going to be the right fit?
Yeah, I mean, and to your point, that story is kind of why we shifted more to kind of this full-time type of model. Because,
right.
Sam, be honest, at $1,695, $1,700 a month of what we charge, it takes one additional deal close a lot of times to pay for a person for the entire year, right? So what I realized is, if people are going to plug in, it's about setting a high bar. So like, we do IQ testing, emotional intelligence testing, project management capability, English grammar proficiency, because we hire them as full-time employees from our organization. We provide right. health insurance, retirement benefits. So it's about setting a very high bar, putting them through an interview process from the very beginning. But that VA still can't be an expert in everything.
Sure.
So that VA starts working with you and taking on administrative and operational types of stuff. But let's say all of a sudden you want a 3D rendering done of a building. Well, our model, we have over 200 specialized people like Upwork and Fiverr folks supporting that VA. So when you say, hey, I need this done, if that VA can't do it directly, they go tap our specialized talent director. They go get it done for you and bring it back and execute. So it's one point of contact, but then it's supported by that whole specialized talent supporting them.
Hey, so I've heard, you know, a lot of people will hear the term, hey, outsource labor, things like that. And what they internally do is say, gosh, they're just taking advantage of people, paying them peanuts. You know, poor people in those poor countries, these people are horrible for just, you know, exploiting them, basically. What do you say to that?
That's one of the things that we found that is what is a key differentiator for what we do. Is that's one of the things when I interviewed a lot of companies that I've used over the years, is I found that a lot of the turnover and issues happen because of how they treated people. And so as I shared, you know, in our model, you know, we bring them on, and it took a while to get our corporation finalized with all the COVID madness. But you know, we hire them as full-time staff, and we provide benefits, insurance, you know, retirement. I mean, we allocate all kinds of allowances depending on how long that they're kind of with us, to really make sure that they're taken care of. Now, they can go work and go, you know, post on these job platforms and work directly and not be a part of a company and make more directly. But with us, they got a career path, an opportunity, and we take care of a lot of the benefits and the process as well. So there's a long-term, and one of my favorite things to do actually is I write a personal welcome message to every single VA that joins our company. And it's one of the biggest things. I think it's kind of inverse. CEOs think that as they get bigger and bigger, they just get more and more removed from the front line. That's where I can spend the best time for me. I mean, I've got all the operational infrastructure in place. Is I just write personal messages as they welcome. And you would not believe the novels these folks write back of how appreciative and thankful and being a part of the OA, we call OA Outsource Access family, how much they've been taken care of and appreciated. So it's a huge part, because for us, it's just the right thing to do and how to take care of people. We even launched a philanthropic arm. We actually buy shoes and educational supplies and get back in the communities where we actually hire and bring our staff in. But it translates into long-term retention. You know, people want to work with us. And so our clients at the other end don't want a new person every 3 months.
Right.
So if you treat them right, you'll have that long-term experience.
Right. And that obviously speaks well to what you guys are doing when you're both being thanked and having employee retention. I mean, if people want to stick around, you're doing the right thing. They're not sticking around because they hate it. So that's super cool. Hey, let's jump into the final four here. So if you were to distill everything you know about hiring VAs and really using them inside of your business, what's one piece of advice you would give to a real estate investor as they explore this possibility?
You know, I tell everybody it starts with just those two questions. And we even got a free template that we share to answer. What are the things that you're doing that aren't the best use of your time? And take the time to actually add up the amount of hours you spend per month on that. Because a lot of people like, well, no, I do this and that. But when they start adding it up and they go through this exercise, I've seen it hundreds of times. It's like, man, I spend 6 hours a month doing X. Well, imagine if you spent that double down focusing on your highest return on time. You know, ROT is critical.
Right.
And then that second bucket, you know, what do you want to be doing on the radar? You've been wanting to overhaul your website. You've been wanting to launch a new area. You've been meaning to XYZ. Make a list of those things. That's the best starting point and assign financial value to those things in terms of opportunity cost and what it could generate for you. And on the margin, what would just one or two additional deals translate for you if you did some of those things? And it makes the ROI kind of a no-brainer.
Yeah, that would be a very compelling exercise, I would assume, for most people. Secondly, what's one thing you're currently doing to stay on top of your game?
Peloton. I'll tell you, it's a... going fast and pace. I'm actually president of the Atlanta chapter of the Global Entrepreneurs Organization. Pretty sizable organization. Got a 32-person board. On top of growing a rapid or growing company, they're adding about 15 to 20 staff per month. On top of moving into a new home and having a 4-year-old and a 1-year-old. So got a little bit going on. So if I didn't work out and have my Peloton up, go bang it out, especially as the weather gets a little cooler, I kind of lose my mind. So, you know, we all know it as cliche as it can be, but man, working out and staying healthy changes the game in my mental focus.
Absolutely. Health is wealth. So you got to take care of that health. Number three, sure. What is one thing you're doing currently to give back?
So I mentioned we actually have a whole give back component of our business. You know, when I hired my very first VA, Jaycel, who now fast forward, you know, she's my COO over nearly 200 people going a year and a half later. A couple months into it, she sent me a picture of a village with some children and like shoes and kind of in a circle. And she said, Brad, because of the money I'm able to make and working for you, I would never be able to make here. I actually, you know, took some of my money and bought shoes and went and delivered them, you know, to these children. She just wanted to share that story with me.
Wow.
I said, Jaycel, if we launch a business around this one day, we're going to make that a commitment of what we do as a business. So a percentage of what we earn, we actually buy shoes, educational supplies, and our VAs volunteer their time to go out into these villages and some of the lower income parts that all of us have around us in our cities and provide hope and inspiration for these kids and kind of give them a path. We actually provide kind of a goals journal. And when an earthquake hit, we actually had a team go down and drive 8 hours south and deliver supplies and toiletries and resources to families. So it's a big part of our commitment of what we do. I got a chance to do some work with the United Nations around the Sustainable Development Goals and got inspired by it and made a key part of our focus.
Man, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. Super cool to see. Brad, if our listeners want to get in touch with you, how do we do that?
Yeah, it's outsourceaccess.com. I mean, it's... I give you a bunch of different URLs and websites, but it's all there. Go to outsourceaccess.com, check it out. And right at the top says, get a virtual assistant. You can see a video where I kind of explain our whole process and everything behind it. And if you go click on industry and click on real estate, you'll actually see a video that I did for the SIOR conference, give a little bit of a webinar. But if anybody wants, if you just send an email to just tools, T-O-O-L-S, at outsourceaccess.com, and just put Sam in the subject line for hosting today. We'll kick you an email that has our most current stuff that we have. I mean, not a bunch of spam. We'll send you exact links to the most current resources, tools. We actually just created an entire 125 growth opportunities from COVID-19. We all put into a spreadsheet. So got a bunch of cool tools and stuff we can send out.
That's awesome. Brad, thank you for your time. Certainly appreciate you coming on, and I look forward to connecting again soon.
Same here. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for listening to the How to Scale Commercial Real Estate podcast. If you can do me a favor and subscribe and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, whatever platform it is you use to listen, if you can do that for us, that would be a fantastic help to the show. It helps us both attract new listeners as well as rank higher on those directories. So appreciate you listening. Thanks so much and hope to catch you on the next episode.